Dun, 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 dun. All right, Genesis chapter 3. The chapter of chapters in the Bible. Chapter of chapters in the Bible, because this chapter is what the whole Bible now has come into play as understanding what sin is and rebellion is and what salvation is, God is, and Satan is, what life is, what truth is, what death is, what destruction is, light versus dark, evil versus good. Yes, my friend. Let's get into this. Let's get into this chapter. Verse 1. Now the serpent was more subtle. Now I'm reading out of the Geneva Bible. I decided I'm going to only do Geneva Bible from now on. I started going to the King James because I figure a lot of people have that, but I can't talk out of a homosexual Bible and a government Bible like the King James. Can't do it. And how it was made and created and all the evilness that goes with that version of God's Word. The King James, I can't do it. Sorry. You'll have to do your own research on that. I wrote a page on that if you want to look and find out about King Jimmy, the sodomy, homosexual pedophile. If you want to read about that and you want to read his version of God's Word, and go ahead. You can do that. But I know it's sin. And I look at his life, look at King Jimmy's life. Did you know what his life was? Look up his life. See what he wrote himself. His own little satanic books that he wrote. Read about his life. Read about why he would make the King James version. And then maybe you won't look to that as you're being told to why all these loonies. No, they're not loonies. They're just misinformed. I go with the Geneva Bible, where men died, were burnt to death for writing that version into English. Before the King James, 1560, a full, how many years? 1560 to 1611. We see how sin gets in the man by the generation. So look how evil from one generation to another that people get, and you'll see why King Jimmy did what he did to satisfy his connections to the beast. Okay, enough of that. So you read whatever version you want. If you want to have the knowledge of what the King James Version is, if you want to still read that version, go ahead. I'll read from the Geneva Bible. The Geneva Bible is the Bible that was brought to the United States when it was brought over by those that were being oppressed by English tyrants and trying to make them fall into their beast system. We don't want to do that. We want to be free in God. We want to be free. All right. Now the serpent was more subtle than something. He was more sneaky. He was a sneaky little bastard. The serpent was Satan, the devil, than any beast of the field. So that means that he's different than all of God's other creations. He wasn't created like any of the other creations that God made on this earth, because he was angelic, an angelic creation. He was different. Which the Lord God hath made. And he said to the woman, yea, hath God indeed said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, Satan, said unto Satan, we eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. We eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. But the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. So that's old Satan hanging around. He's hanging around down there in the Garden of Eden. Two different things. Like I told you in the second chapter, there's the tree of life, which is God, Jesus. Jesus gives life. Satan gives death. So the two of them are there. And obviously you had opportunity to talk and communicate with either one of them. He gave that ability to them. But he said to the woman, stay away from it. Stay away from that Satan. Stay away, because it's like if you're an alcoholic going into a bar, stay away from a bar, because what's going to happen? What's going to happen? But God doth know when ye shall eat thereof, your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Well, first off, there he lied right from the beginning. He said, you shall be as gods. There's not gods. There's gods to pagans. They have all kinds of gods that they worship. They're little, look at how the Romans, how many gods they worshipped. They had a god for every day of the week. And there's no such thing. There's only one God, creator of everything, knowing good and evil. But God doth know when you shall eat thereof, your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. You're going to be equal to God, but you're not going to be. That's what he told them. That's what she's starting to think, wow, that sounds good. That's good. So the woman, seeing that the tree was good for meat, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to get knowledge, took the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also to her husband with her, and he did eat. So the woman, seeing that the tree was good for meat, how come it's meat and not fruit now? Meat. What is meat? There's sickos in this world that kill people, eat their bodies and drink their blood. That's meat. Do you know that? Satan's children do that. They do it to live longer, put more days into their life. Look it up. Andrew, what's it called? Adrenochrome, whatever. Where you scare a kid to death, and they put something into their blood system that makes that blood extra good to drink down, because it gives you extended days. These bastards drink that all the time. That's why they live into their high 90s and almost 100 years old. Do you ever wonder that? Wonder that? Why kings, queens live that long? or people in the Illuminati live that long. So she sees Satan, and I'll tell you what Satan was, and he is. Satan is the opposite of God. And he likes to lie and deceive, and where we learned in the last chapter that God created man and woman, and he brought them together to be one. Satan's version and who he is actually being one. Satan is a tranny through and through. Through and through, he's half man and half woman. Half man, half woman. And that's why when Eve looked at him and said, "Wow, what is that? What is that telling me that I can be like a god if I only take part in what he has to offer?" And remember, she's naked. Adam's naked. They have no comprehension of sin, of their nakedness. They are pure in God, holy. We're in God's image still at that time. But we got Satan there. Satan the tranny, the first tranny in the world. First tranny. And what he's going to do throughout history is have that same thing introduced into mankind over and over and over again. It's just that you didn't see it before. Go back and watch, if you're watching TV, I pray you're not. But go watch old Westerns. Watch the women, quote women in those old Westerns, what they look like, and who they were, or presidents. Did you know every president in the United States has been a half man, half woman creation? And their wives, too? Yeah. Not just in the United States, going to every government throughout the world now. You see a woman, it's in place of being a prime minister or some form of in government entity. See if she don't have a penis, because she does. They can do all kinds of sculpting now where they shave down your forehead, and shave off your Adam's apple, do a little chin job. You could actually do a surgery to the voice box. So instead of talking like this, "You're talking like this now." You know that? They can do that surgery. They got all kinds of surgeries they can do to make a man look like a woman now. To me, that's impossible to fake to anymore. One time I was blind to that. I didn't see it. But once God opens your eyes to things, once God opens your eyes, you can never have them closed again. Ever. And that's true of Satan's creations that are all over. They're everywhere. If you're still watching TV or watching the news, guess what? That's a tranny. That's what it is. That's what it is. That's what Satan is. His creation, his form of creation, not a man and a woman, but a man and a woman being put together as one. Then you ever wonder why that's such a big thing now in these last days? Whereas once it was hidden, now it's like totally out in the light. Did you not wonder that? That it's totally pushed in schools. Kids that are 5 years old, you're to become not just a boy or a girl, but you're going to become a boy and a girl. You're going to go into being Satan's creation, because that's what it is. That's what it is. That's what it is. It's been that since the beginning of Adam and Eve. All right, going off track. Serpent, Satan. Let's see, where am I at? So the woman saying the tree was good for meat. Satan was sitting there with a big heart on. And it's pleasant to the eyes and the tree to be desired to get knowledge. She took of the fruit thereof, the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also to her husband with her, and he did eat. So Satan is seduced, has seduced Eve. He's had sex with her. And now Adam has sex with her right after that, after seeing that. They never had sex before then. Imagine that. But now, seeing Satan have adultery with his wife, and learning that new thing, he does the same thing. And being that Satan's what he is, Satan actually had sex with Adam too. Yeah, he did. It was the world's first threesome. Yeah, yep. That's what it was in the Garden of Eden. Garden of Paradise. All of a sudden, the hammer came down. The hammer came down. All right. So what happens after all this sexual deviance happens? Then the eyes of them both were opened. Then the eyes were both of them were opened. And they knew they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves breeches. So what happened? What happened? God knew exactly what was going to happen when they had sex with Satan. That their eyes would be open to sin and sinful nature. And the spiritual decay of man would now be instituted. And where they could have lived forever and ever, they now would not have that happen. They would die eventually. After a long time, I think Adam lived to be, 980, I think. Something like that. And yes, that is literal years. He lived that long. He lived that long before God started dropping down ages, how long a man would live. So the eyes of them were both opened. They saw they were naked. And they knew what they did with their bodies. Adam had his first erection. And Eve had her first sexual encounter with the devil, himself. Yeah, that's what happened. Maybe people don't want to tell you that. And they'll say, oh, it doesn't say that. It doesn't say that. Oh, yeah, it does. Ask God to open your eyes. That's all I can say. I prayed and 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 prayed. God, open my eyes to your truths. What really happened in the Garden of with Adam and Eve? What really happened? Because I go into the New Testament, I read about Jesus saying many things, and Paul saying many things. It kind of makes sense that maybe something else happened in the Garden of Eden. That there actually is Satan's seed. Satan's seed, the wheat and the chaff, the goats and the sheep. What does all that mean? What does all that mean, God? Open my eyes. And then he opened my eyes. And so that's what I'm reading you now. So they're naked. They sewed fig tree leaves together. They worked worried about covering themselves, except for one reason. They're covering their penises and vaginas because they've been beat up by Satan. They've been beat up by Satan. Beat up. And they made themselves something to cover that up. They didn't cover their mouths because they ate an apple. If you ate an apple, you'd say, oh boy, I better cover my mouth up. Put a mask on. I better put a mask on. Yeah, that's what I ought to do. Put a mask on. God won't know what I did. I ate the apple. I ate the fruit. When the fruit was Satan. All right. So, now, verse 8. Afterward, they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. Well, who is that? That's Jesus. Jesus walking in the cool of the day. Just like Satan had his free ability to walk to and fro upon the earth, like he says to God in the book of Job. And that's what he was doing in the garden. Walking around. One day he finally broke her down. And then came the downfall of man. They heard a voice of the Lord God walking in the cool of the day. Jesus walking around. Yes, he always was. And always is, never always shall be. I am the Alpha and the Omega. How did he get reborn as a baby through Mary? Well, he's God. He can do anything he wants. He was the second Adam, born perfect and sinless. And did you ever wonder why he went through the 40 days with Satan? Think of it like the 40 days of Adam and Eve. I don't know if they were put under pressure for 40 days, but it was the same thing with Jesus. Jesus said, I'll give you all the... He's doing all the same things now with Jesus. Same things. I'll give you this, that. You'll be like gods. Well, he was God. He was God. And that's how he went against Satan. He gave his own word because God, Jesus is the word. He used his own word against him. Jesus, as Satan offered him the world and all its glories, where Adam and Eve fell, Jesus said, go pound salt. I don't want nothing to do with you. I don't want nothing to do with you. That's why read the Old Testament. People, I don't know why they don't read the Old Testament. You'll never, ever understand the New Testament unless you read the Old Testament. At the very least, read the first five books of the Old Testament. At the very least. But read the whole thing. Read the whole thing. Especially the prophets, too, because they're going to prophesy and tell of Jesus coming. And then you can understand why he came, what it was all about. For every chapter or book you read in the New Testament, read the Old Testament the next time you read the Word, God's Word. Or read half and half. That's probably the best thing to do, read half. All right, I'm going to read a chapter out of the Old Testament, I'm going to read a chapter in the New Testament. However your brain works, I don't know how your brain works. Everybody's brain works different. Thank God your sprite doesn't work like mine does. Because I'm all over the place. I could be thinking one thing and then boom. I'm going in a total different direction. And I'm talking about God. And like, for instance, I think about, are you going to do the four horsemen or I'm going to do this and that. And the next thing I know, God says, well, why don't you start from the beginning and talk about Genesis? And I said, all right, that's where I'm at. That's what I'm going to do, God. And so here I am. So because I think it's important. I think it's important that if you don't understand the past, you don't understand the future. And the future is what happened in the past. And then you'll understand why there are these freaks of nature that are half man and half woman walking around now. It's because they're Satan's creation. They're in his image. They are the very image of Satan, being half man, half woman. And that all happened way back in the Garden of Eden. All right. Afterward, they heard a voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord among the trees of the garden. Woo-wee! They're hiding. They're hiding. Why are they hiding? Because they knew they had sinned. They knew they had done something wrong. They knew they went against God when he said, don't go anywhere near Satan and listen to his lies. Because if you do, there's a chance that he might get you to be part of him and not be part of me. So stay away from that. So they knew they sinned, and they hid, and they hid. But the Lord God called to the man and said unto him, where art thou? And then what does Adam say? He says, who said, I heard thy voice in the garden and was afraid. I was afraid. There's the first emotion that man ever felt. Afraid. He wasn't afraid of animals. He wasn't afraid of going up to a lion. Or, man, any of those animals out there in Africa that are, would tear you apart in a second. A hippo. Can you imagine going up to a hippo and not being afraid? He opens up his big mouth, can bite you in two seconds. He wasn't afraid. They didn't know that before. They didn't know what being afraid was, but now they do. They're starting to feel different emotions. And you should feel afraid, too. If you're sinning, you should have fear. Fear that you're sinning. If you don't have fear, there's something wrong. There's something wrong. You took your sin way too far. Because that's an automatic thing that God puts into us, is fear. Fear. First time, there was a first time that you had a sexual relations and sodomy or with another woman. There's a first time for that. And you were afraid to do it because you knew it was wrong. You knew it was wrong, but you did it anyway. God put that in your heart, but you did it anyway. You did what Adam and Eve did. Same thing. Because you got their passed down sin that was part of you. But you knew it was wrong. You knew it was wrong and you're afraid. But now you're not afraid. You're not only afraid, you know what you'll do? You'll go dance in the streets now and be proud of your sin that you once were afraid of. I'm proud of my sin now. I'm proud. Proud. I'm proud I'm going to hell. Proud I'm going to hell. I'm proud I'm not a man or a woman anymore. I'm a, whatever you want to call them. I'm the devil's own creation, the devil's own image. That's what I am now, and I'm proud of it. I'm proud of it. I'm proud of it. Well, you ain't going to be proud when that first flame tickles you with its heat. You scream out in agony forever and ever and ever and ever for what you've done, for your sin. Can you be forgiven of that? Absolutely. Absolutely you can be forgiven. But you got to get out of that sin. You got to ask God to forgive you for what you've done and get out of it. Get out of it. Get out of it. Don't make a lifestyle out of it no more. Make a lifestyle of Jesus and God and getting your life right. You got to make that choice. You got to make that decision. Nobody else can. Nobody else can. So you're just going to face God one day when you're going into judgment. And what's he going to see? What's he going to see? He's going to say, okay, Bob, you're next. And instead of Bob walking up, he sees Bobby. He says, what in the world? Let me look back here. I created you as being a man. Yet you have breasts now. You have breasts now. And what happened to your penis? What happened to your penis? You'll say a doctor chopped it off. And he made it into a vagina. God will say, I don't think I know you. I don't know you. Be far from me. Go to hell where you belong. Because you are not my creation anymore. You're Satan's creation. That's the same with these devil bites. Devil bites. Do you understand we're on the last days now? In the last, very last days, years. Years. Very last years and days. And that it's all about Satan turning himself as best he can into his image upon mankind, just like he did before the flood. Just before the flood. The exact same thing. Satan, all his angels changed the DNA of man with their hybrid Nephilim creatures. Satan's seed. They're still around. They made it through the flood. They're still around. And what they're doing is they're infecting man again with Satan's actual DNA. You'll see on my site, and I said it 2 years ago. 2 years ago. Don't be injected by Satan's sperm. I said that because God showed me what was going to happen. He showed me what was going to happen, and it has happened. It is actually the sperm of Satan. I 100% believe they're getting it from Antarctica is where I think it's coming from, because I think there's a connection to Satan's demons there. I believe that with all my heart. That's why it's so cold. Do you know that they have to make that venom so cold? I think it's in the minuses, minus 30, 40 degrees. You know why they do that? Because it's coming from Antarctica, the sperm of Satan and his demons. Yeah, you think I'm nuts? Go ahead. I'm telling you what it is, though. But when they put it in your arm and it warms up, you know what happens? Satan's sperm comes alive in your body, and goes in your brain, your actual brain, and now you're controlled by Satan. It changes your DNA. It goes into your actual God DNA. Do you know that DNA? You know what DNA is? It's God. God. It's the very foundation of creation of what a man or a woman is, their DNA, the creation of God, that out of dirt he created them, that DNA. So what does the devil want to do? He wants to have his own DNA put into human beings that he hates. He despises human beings. Did you know that? He hates human beings. Can't stand them. Wants to kill him, as many as he can. Oh, and he's on a slaughter right now. He's slaughtering people by the millions and millions right now. Because they're so blind, they don't have God in their lives. So now, the great slaughter has begun. As God, or as Satan, I should say, puts his own sperm and DNA into men. Oh, and it's too late then. It's too late. I am sorry to say. It breaks my heart. I dry heave puke every day. Sometimes a couple times a day. And thinking what Satan is being able to accomplish now. And especially when it comes down to children. Innocent children. And how long do you think God is going to put up with that? How long do you think God will put up with his children? Oh, being forced to take such a thing as evil as that into their bodies. Oh, God, it's... Help us. Help us, God. All right. So now they're afraid and they hide themselves. And they said, who told thou that thou was naked? Who told you? There's nobody here. No animal would have told you that. No animal would have told you that I've created. No beast, no animal, no... They wouldn't. They talked to you, but they wouldn't have told you that. They wouldn't have told you that. Only Satan could have told you that. Only Satan could have told you that. Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee thou shouldst not eat? Oh, they ate of the tree, all right. He went right down on the ground. And Adam, too. And they ate of Satan. They ate of Satan. Verse 13. The Lord God said to the woman, why hast thou done this? Because the woman is to blame. The woman is the one that got deceived first. Had Adam seen Eve actually talking to Satan that day, he would have pulled her aside and said, get over here. Get over here. Get over here, woman. And she would have done that. But unfortunately, he wasn't close enough while that was happening until he probably heard the screams of her. Like you never heard that kind of noise coming out of her. Oh, 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 oh. What Adam must have thought when he was hearing that. Can you imagine that? As it echoed through the trees. Why hast thou done this? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. The serpent seduced me, and I did eat. Has anybody ever been seduced? Have you been seduced by anything? By money? Power? Sex? Something. Something. You've been seduced by something in your life. Don't tell me you haven't. If you say that, you're a liar. Something came into your presence or your way somehow, some way, and that beguiled you. It beguiled you. You knew it was wrong, but you did it anyway. Hey, you get it. Get over here and get into this deal, man. You want to make a quick thou? Quick thou? All you got to do is this. You got seduced into doing it. All right. So she did eat. She did become the first whore, the first adulteress that was created on this earth. Then the Lord God said to the serpent, God said to Satan, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. You're cursed above everything I've created on this earth. Everything, every other creation, you're cursed above all that. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and thus thou shalt eat all the days of thy life. Now, first thing people do is think, well, that's a snake. That's a snake. That's a snake. Because in fact, well, you hear the word serpent all the time, that's a snake. No, that's just God telling that you're upon thy belly shalt thou go, and thus thou shalt eat all the days of your life. From now on, Satan ain't going to have it easy like he had. I think he had freedom. He had freedom to do whatever he wanted on earth before then. So God took away those freedoms. Those freedoms. And now he's not going to make them easy for him anymore. Anymore. I will also put enmity, enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. The woman doesn't have seed, does she? I thought a man had seed, sperm. Woman has an egg. Let's read the rest of it. He shall break thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. So what's happening here? What's happening? I will also put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. He shall break thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. What is that? One verse that probably is more important than any verse in the Bible almost. What is that saying? He's going to put enmity between Satan and mankind, but through the woman's seed. The woman's seed. And did you know that Eve's seed goes all the way through the Bible, all the way to Jesus. All the way to Jesus. You can read that in the book of Luke. The Luke gives the lineage all the way to Mary, the mother of Jesus. You know, she's surely not his mother. She was just a carrier. That's why you see him say throughout the Gospels, he doesn't really refer to him as his mother. So that's what that's all about, and that's what happened. That was all from there forward, 6,000 years. That's what this is all about. It's about the great fight between good and evil, God's seed, and the serpent's seed. That's what all that is about in that verse. He shall break thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. He's going to defeat you. And along the way, you might cause harm. But in the end, you're not going to win. You're defeated. Oh, how Satan must have leaped in joy when Jesus died on the cross. Leaped in joy. Finally we got him. He's dead. He died on the cross. It's like old King Herod when he tried to kill him. Did you ever wonder that? Why, if they're all, they're telling him, hey, this is the prophesied king to come. The Messiah, why would he want to kill him unless he wasn't the seed of Satan? Seed of Satan. That's what he was. But anyways, Satan leaped, but guess what? Jesus rose in 3 days. And he defeated Satan. Defeated him. He defeated death. Not only in Jesus, but in mankind. Mankind now has a way out that they don't have to die and go to hell unless you choose to. Many will choose to go online and say, I'm going to serve man. I'm going to serve the beast system. Give me that bite bar. I was thinking of something else there. I don't like to say names if I don't have to. Of things. Not going to promote anything. All right. Even though I do love those. I eat those almost every day. I love them. I eat them. Last thing I do at night is eat those things I was thinking about there. That's probably why I was thinking about it. Last thing I do at nighttime is put chocolate around my teeth. And that protects them. Did you know that? Did you know that? Here, I'll give you another secret throughout my life. I don't go to dentists. Last time I was a dentist was, when I was a teenager. I didn't even think then was when I had my wisdom teeth pulled. Because I didn't have the knowledge to know what they were doing. But after that, I never went to a dentist after that. Ever. Ever. Except one time. One time. Now I'm thinking about it. Because I had, they called it an impacted tooth. The pain was so unbearable. It was just like, I had to go. I had to go. My hair was just probably due to not brushing my teeth as much as I should. That's another thing I don't do is brush my teeth that much. Put that fluoride, death fluoride on my teeth. Did you know that? Did you know that chocolate actually helps your teeth? I'd never had a calorie. Is that what you call it? Cavity. I'd never had a cavity in my life. Never had no problems with my teeth. Well, the last thing I do is put chocolate on my teeth at nighttime. Swish it around. Rub it all around my teeth. That's my secret. And not brushing my teeth. Like they say to brush, twice a day or something like that. I'm like once every 5 days, 7 days, something like that. I'm not going to brush off I don't know, I can't think of the name now. It builds up on your teeth. But it's good, it's not good. You don't want to brush it off, you want to keep it there. They're like enzymes, they're like something that got created. All right, here I'm talking about the most important verse in the Bible. Now I'm talking about my teeth. Sorry about that. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed. He shall break thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. So now we're going way ahead to Jesus, 4,000 years later or thereabouts, and him dying on the cross and conquering sin and evil and death and all that good stuff. Unto the woman, he said, I will greatly increase thy sorrows and thy conceptions. In sorrow shall thou bring forth children. And thy desire shall be subject to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. The feminists are going to hate that verse. They're going to absolutely despise that verse. The feminists, they want to get out of the house and be equal to a man and get jobs and make the same amount of money as a man. And even work to start with. There was a time when women stayed at home. Did you know that? They were homemakers and that was their job. Did you know that? Not that long ago. Because that's how God created things and made things. A man would be out doing his thing, being the provider. The woman would be the nurturer, taking care of the kids, taking care of the house, cooking, cleaning, doing the wash. All those good things that a woman's supposed to be doing in the house. Anyway, so yeah, I don't think that'd be a verse that the feminists would like nowadays. Unto the woman, he said, I will greatly increase thy sorrows and thy conceptions. Why? What happened? A woman could have had a birth, a baby, and not felt any pain. It would have been just plopping it out. But no, because of what she did, taking the Satan into her. Now that's one of her things that she's going to deal with. That bleeding. You know why a woman bleeds once a month? To remember what she did. Remember what she did. That's a cursed thing that happened to them for what a woman did in the garden. To bleed like that. My dad always used to say, anything that bleeds for a week and doesn't die, you need to shoot him. Oh, sorry. Maybe I'm sounding a little not too nice to women. I don't mean to do that. But you're the ones that sinned first. You're the one that brought on downfall, the downfall of man. Not the man, the woman started it all, got the things all messed up, and so now she has to pay for it, and pain and childbirth and bleeding like that for a week. That's what happened to you. That's what happened to you for what you did. Under woman, greatly increase thy sorrows and thy conceptions, and sorrow thou shalt bring forth children. And thy desire shall be subject to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. Whoa, wait a minute. In sorrow shall thou bring forth children. Think about that. Why would God say that? Sorrow instead of gladness. In gladness thou shalt bring forth children. No, I didn't say that. In sorrow. Sorrow for what you did. You dirty little skank, you. Verse 17. Also to Adam he said, now here's Adam's punishment. There's hers. Now we're coming to Adam. Also to Adam, he said, because thou hast obeyed the voice of thy wife. Thy wife. And there is the biggest sin of today, isn't there? Tell me that's not the biggest sin of today, along with these tranny monsters and DNA changing monsters and feminist monsters. You know what the next one is? Is a man not being a man anymore. A man listening to the voice of his wife. Voice of his wife. You ever hear of a man cave? A man cave? Why does a man have to have a man cave? Oh, I can't say that one. Well, let me think. No, I can't think. I can't think of any men I've ever met in my life that weren't controlled, where the woman wore the pants in the family, and where what the woman said goes. Somehow they did either use their coochie, or they'd use, all the many things that they do to play a man. I'll divorce you. I'll take everything you have. I'll use my coochie as a weapon. And I got 1,000 things. I can tell you 1,000 things. I'm not going to tell you all the things they do to reverse roles, where they try to put in a place where the wife is the superior, not the man. But anyway, Adam was the first one to blame for that. So blame that on Adam. He was the first pussy. Because thou hast obeyed the voice of thy wife, and you'll see that throughout the Bible too. You'll see that how men get controlled by women. You'll see Solomon, that his wife's taken, where he was totally blessed by God and a godly man, where they taken totally control his mind into something the opposite of that. And now take him to serving pagan gods and doing every whim that they want. Like Jezebel. Ever hear of Jezebel? Jezebel. She's a good one. That's what I'm talking about. All right, because thou hast obeyed the voice of thy wife and hast eaten of the tree. Not only did Eve did it, now you did it too. You did it too. You had sex with Satan. Right there, that's what it says. He didn't say he had eaten of Eve, which he probably did. First time out, you can go crazy, don't you? First time you see another human being naked, you want to do all kinds of things to him. And has eaten of the tree, so he had sex with Satan too. First sodomy happened in history. Whereof I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the earth for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. There's man's sin. What's gonna happen to him for what he did? Thou shalt not eat of it. Where he had a perfect garden, where he could, all the wonderful things were provided for him. That's not gonna be the case anywhere. Now God's gonna close all that up. Close it all up. Now he's going to have to make do for himself, grow his own foods. Cursed is the earth for thy sake, and sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. And the sweat of thy face thou shalt eat bread, till thou return to the earth, for out of it wast thou taken, because thou art dust, and to dust thou shalt return. Well, now man, instead of having it easy, being on food stamps, and being on welfare, he's going to have to go out and work. The only recent thing that happened was, all these people were getting paid to stay at home because of this fake pandemic. They got to stay at home for a year, not work, and get paid three times what they used to make, probably. Yeah, be lazy. Be like Adam used to live. Be nice to sit home and watch TV all day. That extra money, buy a 12-pack of beer, a bag of weed. Even a little 8-ball of Coke once in a while here and there. You know, live it up, man. Live large. Live large. So Adam had it easy. Not no more. Now he's got to work. And thorns and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. The sweat of thy face thou shalt eat bread. You're going to work your ass off to return to the earth, for out of it was thou taken. You ever grow a garden? Well, you plant some seeds and you think, well, okay, I planted a garden. Now I'm going to watch it grow. Well, guess what? Now instead of watching it grow, there's all kinds of other things growing up with it. Weeds. And those weeds will overtake your whole garden unless you work to get them out of there. That's what God's saying. You're going to bust your butt. That's why they have all these pesticides and herbicides nowadays. Because man's lazy. You don't want to work with his hands no more. He just sprays it down with poison. And the problem with that is it puts poison into the food. All the food you eat has poison in it. You know that, don't you? Sprayed down with poison. So if it's sprayed down with poison, it enters right into the food. And then you eat it, and then you're eating that poison. Yeah. All right, we're almost getting done here. So now the man called his wife Eve, Eve, because she was the mother of all living. All living. She's going to have children. Pretty soon after that. 9 months after that little activity that they had, actually. She's going to have twins. Two baby boys. And unto Adam also and his wife did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothed them. So God, for the first time, made a sacrifice out of an animal for what they had done. Poor animal. just doing all this thing, but now God says, well, guess what? I guess there's a second part of why I created you, and that's for this. He made coats of skins and clothed them. And so, now they would start wearing clothes. Although, if you go to these places in, I don't know, Africa or wherever, you'll see still tribes from years and years ago, they don't wear clothes. I can't say it's a good thing or a bad thing, though. Actually, I shouldn't say that. What I'm trying to say is a bad thing because men are evil in their hearts, and it's too bad because I'd have no problem walking around nude on a beach, no problem, no problem at all. In fact, most times at home I'm walking around like that, especially in the summertime, and in the backyard. Backyard is a forest to me. What is a forest, actually? Nothing around, so I can do that. And it feels free. There's a freedom in that. Too bad that we can't have that again. Maybe in heaven we'll all be naked again. Who knows? Who knows what we're going to be in our new bodies? All right. Finally getting to the end. Finally getting to the end. So you can shut this off and say, well, that guy's nuts. And the Lord God said, behold, the man is now become as one of us. Well, how did he do that? He didn't eat the tree of life. He ate the tree of knowing good and evil. Oh, that's what it says. I didn't even get there yet. Sorry. I'm reading something I know and didn't even get to it yet. Oh, duh. Should have kept reading. And the Lord God said, behold, a man has become as one of us to know good and evil. And now lest he put forth his hand and take also the tree of life and eat and live forevermore. Forever. Lest he now comes to Jesus for salvation. Therefore, the Lord God sent him forth. That kind of sentence is kind of weird, ain't it, how it's written? The words and the wording, how it's written. And the Lord God said, behold, the man has become as one of us to know good and evil. Thank you, Satan. Thank you for letting us know what we are, what we are now, because of you. Thanks for that being inside of us now. Being part of us. Our nature, sin nature. And now lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. Therefore, the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the earth whence he was taken. So, cast him out of the Garden of Eden. Bye-bye. See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya. You did what I didn't want you to do. You sinned. You listened to Satan. Eve became a little slut for the day, and then you followed right in, had your little threesome. Now you're going to have to pay for it. Thus he cast out man, and at the east side of the Garden of Eden, he set the cherubim. Cherubims are like angels. Whatever they are, you wouldn't want to go near one. They would tear your ass up. And the blade of a sword shaken to keep the way of tree of life. So, the possibility now to your, go near Jesus in that Garden of Eden has been taken away. Taken away. It's going to have to come into a different way now, be replaced. Where once you were in paradise and able to communicate with me, now it's going to have to be in a different way. Because of your sin. Alright, so chapter 3, there you go. There you go, let me look at the time here. Holy cow, an hour long. But it's done, chapter 3 is done. And I might have to tell you all the things of why. Let me see what chapter 4 is all about. Oh, yeah, we'll wait to chapter 4. I was going to get into more into Satan's seed, but We're still not quite there yet. But no, no, that's what happened. That's what happened in verse 3. That the trees were Jesus and Satan. And they weren't actually rooted in the ground. They walked around doing their thing. But God said, stay away from that tree, that Satan, that creation. Because if you go near it, that day you'll die. That's physically, spiritually, and that day you're going to die spiritually. And everything's going to change. The perfect, perfect relationship we have of you being in my image, being holy and perfect and sinless, is going to change. Stay away from that tree, Satan. But did they? No, they didn't.